Hi, this is Joyce, and I'm coming to you on a Friday morning, late Friday morning in October. Actually, the last Friday in October for this year. And it's been a while since we have posted a new Don't Give Up on Testicular Cancer podcast. So I wanted to let you know we're still around. It's just been a delay, really, on my part to get some people to talk with and actually get the interviews going. But I just wanted to give you a little bit of background on the podcast and also just really an update, I guess, on the timing. We're in the end of October, and this was the time actually in 2015 when our son Max found out that he had testicular cancer. He wound up going to the emergency room in an area hospital, and we all met him there. And that evening is when we found out that he had testicular cancer. It just so happened that I decided to do this today, and it made me think about that time of year with Max back in, how many years ago is that? That's 8 years ago when this journey started with him. We started the podcast through our foundation, oh, I'd say maybe 3 years later, and here we are. And so one of the podcast best practices, just to let you in on that, is to once a month or so do a solo podcast like I'm doing and just talk and, talk about what's going on, or news, or anything related actually to our topic. And so that's what I want to do with this, but it's really primarily to let you know that we are not stopping the podcast. We're just catching up. And so I guess when I look at some of the news items that come in around testicular cancer, a lot of what I see is related to PFAS, those chemicals that they're called forever chemicals that appear in water. They appear in firefighters' garb, different places that really seem to be linked to an incidence of certain cancers, including testicular cancer. I've seen a lot of headlines around that. We had a guest about a year ago who talked a little bit about that topic, and I'm trying to get another person, a researcher, to come and talk with me as well. So that's a topic that's coming up that I hope you will be interested in. I guess the other thing I have seen a lot is just the age range of people, of men who get testicular cancer, and not everybody is a man. Some of these young people are teenagers that have contracted testicular cancer. And it's interesting to me to see that and to know why that happens. I don't know. None of us know, obviously, but I think, the age range is much younger than sometimes we think it is. The last story I saw was a high school senior who wound up, I think he was from the South, wound up going to San Francisco for intensive treatment. He had stage four testicular cancer. So far, so good. They're treating it. But I just think that's a message to any listener that if you have a high school student in your home, a male student, a son, a grandchild, don't forget to remind him to check and make sure that there are no lumps or anything unusual in his testicles. Many of the people I've talked to over these 3 years, younger people, really people of all ages, nobody ever suggested to them, nobody, which I would primarily say a doctor, but no one even knew about testicular cancer or thought about it. And then you find a lump, and what does that mean? So you ignore it. So it's the whole thing, as you know, is building awareness, which is a good segue into Movember, which is coming up starting in the month of November. And it's an effort, global effort, to raise awareness about men's health, not just testicular cancer, but men's health in general, depression, cancer, things that men often don't want to talk about. So if you haven't gotten involved in Movember, I would encourage you to do that. And it is, as I'm pronouncing it, it's not November, it's Movember, Movember. So that's something going on relatively soon, and so it would be worthwhile to check into that. I've talked to several people as well who have been very active in that initiative and raised funds for them. So I think, again, check that out if you want to do more to help with testicular cancer. And I guess the other area that I see in some of these alerts I get, there's some new research out always, and I would like to read more peer-reviewed journals to at least try to understand that more than what I do right now. And I don't spend much time reading those journals. Sometimes they're hard to access unless you're a medical professional, but I think there's interesting things to know about any kind of treatment advances and so forth. And for us on the podcast, one way we can do that is to have some medical professionals be a guest or guests. And so that's another thing that I'll be working on to try to have a doctor or a nurse or someone who's been involved with testicular cancer to talk with us about just what's going on with it and advances. One area that I think is really interesting is the robotic surgery that some of the RPLND surgeries now have and are performed that way. So that's, I wonder if any of you listening have had your surgery done that way and what you thought about it. It's supposed to be, or not supposed to be, it is a much shorter recovery time. You don't have that big scar in your abdomen. And I don't know how many hospitals use it right now, but I think it sounds like it's an advancement that would benefit everybody that has to go through that. The other topic too, which I think has been solved as I record this, was the shortage of cancer drugs. And not just again for testicular cancer, but cisplatin was one that was hard to get for a while. I think they've come up with alternative manufacturers of it so that it is available to treat cancer. So I think as a patient, that would be pretty unnerving to know that you can be treated, but you don't have the drug because there's a shortage. To me, that's something I haven't experienced a lot, to be told that there's a shortage. I've had a delay in getting my insulin. Just, the drugstore says, oh, we don't have it, we'll have it in a couple of days. But I've never been told you can't get it. And that's probably a situation of privilege here in America and with me. But I think, just paying attention to what's going on with how we manufacture the chemo mix for patients, any patient, is a topic that I think it's a new one to even think about. So, another item to look forward to on the podcast. And I guess, as time goes on, I always think about, oh, how long it's been since X happened. And, we think about Max and how long since his diagnosis and journey and death. But I guess coming out on the other side of that, it's we continue to raise awareness with the podcast. And I think Max's dad, Chuck Mallory, if you follow us, you've seen all the social media posts that he puts up on LinkedIn and Instagram. Repeat, I guess I'll call it repeat performances, but podcasts we've done in the past, and he will repost them so that if you didn't get to listen to them the first time, now here they are again. So I hope you have seen that and been able to listen to some of the ones that you might have missed. So that's kind of it, I guess, on the podcast front, on the technical side. One of the podcasts, what should I call them? Leaders, coaches, people who do a lot of podcasts and teach people how to do it. Is where I learned this idea of doing a short podcast just to talk to everybody and say hello. And I also think, in terms of my background, I started doing podcasts on one of my jobs about, well, I guess that's been about 15 years ago. And I learned how to do it myself. I just sat down and figured it out. The basics, I'm talking very, very basic. And so when I started this podcast, I did more research to update what I knew. My stepson, Will, helped me get the equipment. Max's brother John, with his dad, we figured out a title. I put some names together and we all agreed on this one: Don't Give Up on Testicular Cancer. And it's been a true family effort, so we will continue that as we kind of finish up 2023 and head into 2024. And I know there's other people out there who, in their respective locations, are raising awareness of testicular cancer. And I know several of you have offered to work with us and our foundation. And so we haven't done that yet. And maybe that's another thing that we can look forward to in 2024 and help not only raise awareness, but maybe get our message out to, a new audience in a different part of the country. So that's pretty much it at this point. Kind of a quick update, short and sweet, I hope. And so I wish everyone the best. If you enjoy Halloween, it's coming up in a few days. And we will be back with guests and more information on testicular cancer. So take care.